Today's Shtaf is Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Kuf Yud Beis, as we continue in Perek Eluk Sharim, which we just started yesterday. Eluk Sharim, all about tying, the malacha of tying. So Gemara started off yesterday quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah had Eluk Sharim Shechayavan Alehan. There are certain types of knots that one is chayav tying, certain types of camel and ship knots. Those are the knots that connect the ring to the camel or toward the boat, and that is those are knots that stay forever and ever, and that's why those are in the category of the Oraisa. The Ritva summarizes all the different categories that we have right here at the beginning of our parak. The Ritva says, Kol demilsa, kol kesher shu shel kayama olamis, any kesher that is forever, that is olamis. Chayavin aleha min haTorah. That is an issa d'oraisa to tie such a knot, and it is an issa d'oraisa to untie such a knot. V'she'eno miskayim la'olam, and one that is not miskayim forever, va'asui liskayim yamim achadim, that is supposed to stay for yamim achadim. I don't think we have to say this means yamim achadim like in the Torah, 7 years, but yamim achadim, a certain amount of days. We'll have to talk about how much that is. Different days in the Rishonim. Patim in HaTorah v'asim edirabanan. That is it. It's a drabanan to tie an eno shel kayamanat, a drabananat. And then, v'chol shehu asui l'kosho l'hatiro, b'chol yom v'yom, every knot that's meant to be tied and untied every day, mutar lechatchila lekosher latira. That's mutar lechatchila. V'afilu haya mikurach yafeh b'inyan shetzorach latira b'shayadav. Even if it's tied well, that you need two hands to untie it, if it's meant to be tied and untied every day, so then it is not a problem to tie that on Shabbos. So we will, Be'ez Hashem, get back to that in a couple of minutes. But those are the three categories of knots in Halacha, in Hilchos Shabbos, that the Ritva puts together the Mishnayos that we have in our discussion. Okay, so just let's continue, and then again we'll get to some of the Lamaisa cases on the beginning, middle of the next Amud. Says the Mishnah, Yesh Lecha Ksharim, second Mishnah in the Parak. So Yesh Lecha Ksharim, She'ein Chayav Aleihem Kekesher Agam Alehu Kesher Asapanim. There are some knots that one is not Chayav D'Oraisa for, like the knots described in the first Mishnah. The knots that stay forever, the ring in the nose of the camel, and the ring in the front of the ship. Meaning, the Mishnah does not mention what those knots are. So the Gemara will have to fill that in. Right, but it's really the ones that were asked as a question yesterday that, oh, those don't last forever. So those are going to be the ones that are going to be drabanan. But the Mishnah then just goes into the third category, the mutter ones. Kosheres isha mafteach haluka. A woman is allowed to tie a certain type of shirt, which was brought around from two sides and put together on the other side. She's allowed to tie her shirt with a certain number of knots on Shabbos. We'll have to see in the Gemara what the chiddush is of that statement. After all, it's always undone every day, so what's the chiddush of that? V'chutei svacha, or the strings of her head covering. Svacha, we spoke a lot about svachos in the earlier parak by Me'isha, what she's allowed to go out with on Shabbos. V'shel psikya, a certain type of girdle that she wears. V'rutzuos min avasandol, shoes and sandals, laces, those are all mutter, as we'll see in what context. Vinodos yayin v'shemen, and jugs of wine or oil that are, again, tied and untied. They used to have jugs that they had a tie, they didn't have a cover. Let's say they had a tie. Vikderish al basar, or if somebody takes a type of garment to tie it to a cover, to function as a cover of a pot. So all of these are done and undone very often, right? Maybe every day, and therefore those are mutter. Abazav and Yaakov omer koshul, l'fneabahim avishoshul teitse. We'll have to see what that means in the Gemara. But pashtus, you're allowed to tie a rope in front of an animal at the door of a fence so that the animal will not go out. So we'll have to see exactly what type of knot that is talking about. So says the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha, we already said this outside, but the Gemara asked it as a question. How do you read this Mishnah that we just had? Amar, the first line of the Mishnah says, Yesh ksharim she'in chayavan aleim kikeshra gamal mukeshra asapanim. There are some knots that one is not chayav for, meaning chiyuva hu deleka ha'isura ika. They're not in the daraisa category, they're at least in the durabana category. They're still in the durabanan. V'hadr tani, and then right after that, the Mishnah gives examples of heter. Kosheres isha mafteach chaluka afilu l'chadchila. She's allowed to tie even l'chadchila. So how does the Mishnah go from, there are those that are only asa durabanan, it goes right into the ones that are mutter. So hachi ka'amar, so you have to add in a couple of lines. Yesh ksharim shein chayavan aleim kekech rakamalim kesher asapanim. And what are they? Umay nihu kutra de kitri bizamama. These are the knots that you tie the rope to the nose ring on the camel. So that's not there forever, but it's there for a while. Every once in a while, you want to let your camel or let the animal walk around in your field, you might take it off. The kitra de katri istarida, or the ropes that are connected to the rings that are on the boats. So those are not as eternal as the ones that are connected directly to the camels and the boats. So that's why those are chiyuva hu deleka ha'isura ika. Those are aser dirabanan. The yesha mutar on lechadchila, and there are those that even mutar lechadchila umayniyu kosheres maftechei chaluka. She could tie the parts of her shirt. We'll get to the categories in a couple of minutes. The major machlokas rishonim about kshira, but just once we're here discussing the three categories. So what about tying shoes? We're going to have a lot about tying shoes, but the Mishnah mentioned tying shoes is okay. So tying shoes in any way is okay. So how we usually tie shoes is we do what's called a bow on top of a knot, aniva gabi kesher. So we hold that that is mutter as long as one ties and unties their shoes when they take them off. If somebody ties their shoes, they have a certain type of not slip-on, but it functions as a slip-on, and I tie it, and it lasts me for a couple of weeks, and every so often it gets untied and I have to retie them, but that lasts for a couple of weeks, that would be a problem, because that's going to last for a while. Right, as long as it's going to last, as we'll see, we're machmir for at least 24 hours, so then we have to be machmir l'chadchila. But normally, if people put on their shoes, take off their shoes in the normal way, so that would be mutter. What about what we call a double knot? What we call a double knot, which is really not a double knot, because then it will just be knotted, we won't be able to get it out. A real double knot is also to make on Shabbos. That stays forever. But what if it's what we call a double knot, which is an aniva al-gabi kesher. It's really a bow on a bow on a knot. What we call a double knot. So, is that allowed to be made on Shabbos? And when we learned this many years ago in the Kollel, we spoke about this with Rav Schechter. Rav Schechter, we showed him that and most of the time, 99% of the time, when we have what's called a double knot, it could be untied with one hand. You pull out, or even one side, you pull out one of the sides, you pull out, the whole thing falls apart. Whole thing falls apart if you pull it out with one hand. Even if you tie it tightly. Most of the time it could fall out, be pulled apart with one hand. So, we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir, like we had in the first Mishnah, about Kol Kesher fully, but we might use it as a sniff. So, Rav Schechter was Makel at the time. If you looked in the Shmir Shabbos at the time, 25 years ago, he wasn't 100% clear, but he seemed to be Machmir by the case of double knots. That's what it seemed to be in his Sefer. If you look now, at the time, that week, I had disclosed I was going to a certain medical ethics conference that was being run in New York, and I went to the Shmir Shabbos was there, and I went over there, got a rav to bring me in, and I asked him, and I showed him, and I pulled it out in front of him, and he said, no, that's mutter. I wasn't talking about that in the Sefer. Like, okay. But if you look in the new Shmir Shabbos, it's much clearer. It's much clearer, and he writes in the bottom that, I'm not saying, nothing to do with me, I have to say, but in the bottom he says, and it's not like what I wrote in Ma'adura Aleph. That's what he says here in Tezvav, Perek Tezvav, Sif Nunvav, in the new one. He says, Mutter Likshar Kesher Aniva, Dahainu Aniva Shetachtea Kesher, what we call the regular tying shoes. Kigonzu, Shana Regilum La'anov Benalayim, Bamedzvar Mamur, and when you're allowed to tie your shoes with what we call a single knot, Imhuasui Lahatiris Kesher Aniva, Tokade Me'ez La'ez, as long as it's going to be untied within 24 hours. Avalim Eino Asui Lahatiro Tok Me'ez La'ez, but if it's not going to be untied within 24 hours, Asur Lakashro, Elabalakim Tsarech, Tsa'ar O Mitzvah. V'lachain, Al Yikshar, we'll get back to this, Kesher Aniva Kazeh B'shas Galila Sefer Torah. Somebody has an old-fashioned gartel on a Sefer Torah, and you're not going to lane again until Monday, until Shabbos, until next month if it's Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is. So that would be a problem, because that's going to last for a while. You should just stick in the edges without tying. But then he has another paragraph. Ha'oseh Aniva Al-Gabi Kesher. Mutter lo b'shas Atzorech Likshar Kesher Gam Al-Gabi Ha'aniva. He says it on top, not even in the footnotes. Right? This whole paragraph, we're going to get to two today. Two paragraphs that are not in Mahadura Aleph of Shmir Shabbos, that's in the new one. So this is the first one. So he says, it's mutter. Im amnam asil leftocha bosayim. If you're going to untie it, right, it's not going to be more makel than a regular single knot, but as long as you're going to untie it, like everybody, children or whoever it is, always tie double knots, it's the type of knot that's going to come out within 24 hours, and it can even be pulled out most of the time from one side totally. So it's mutter. V'kanal, v'lochein, ha'onev es hanalayim shal yel. Yaled kosher, kesher, agabi aniva, kadesha yel, lo yuchal aposcha. You let her do a double knot for a child so that it is mutter and the child won't be able to open it. See on the bottom, kuf in the os kuf peites, de lo yehe garua mi kesher agabi kesher, besif nun hey, de sharina beisat sorech, veloka kasuf b'madura yeshana, de shmir shavas kel chasa. There it is. He's much clearer in the, if that's what he meant to the first one, he's much clearer in this one, in the new one, in Sif Nun Vav, that it is mutter. Again, as long as it's going to be on time within 24 hours, making what we call a double knot on Shabbos on shoes is mutter. Sorry? Me'es la'es. He says me'es la'es. What if you did it Shabbos afternoons? You have to untie it when you go to sleep that night, or could you do it Sunday morning? Could you untie it? I don't know, I think 24 hours is, you know, the usual shear. If you do it an hour before Shabbos is over, you only have an hour to untie it. That would be pretty machmir. I'm not sure. I think 24 hours is the usual shear. We'll see the Ramah in a couple of minutes, Bez Hashem, but I think that's usually what's... If you're up all night on Shavuos, and when did you tie your shoes? So a lot of the times, right, let's say L'chumra within Yontif, so then you have to be untied at some point within 24 hours. Right, because then if it's meaning if you have 30 hours, when did you tie it? If you have a Yontif and a Shabbos together, and then you have you have to be makel to allow even more than 24 hours. Why would that be mutter? Just because you're awake? Just because you're awake, it's still but I'm saying, but normal type of behavior might be even we're going to get to in the Gemara. Some people who they last for a week, but it's still where it's normal. I think the cutoff is 24 hours. The chumah or lakula. Says the Gemara, Mafteach Haluka. So the Mishnah said that a woman could tie her shirt. So Pshita, it's obvious. If you just tie the shirt, she takes the shirt off. Every time she gets undressed. So Lo Tzricha Dislei Trei Dashi. No, the Chiddush is where there are two openings. Dash is a door. But there are two openings on the Beged. Mao de Teba Chadimanaya Bitule Batli. Miftel. Sometimes it's possible for a woman to take off this article of clothing by just opening up one of the ties and then sliding off the other one. So you might have thought that in this case, you know, you're worried. So she can't tie them because one of the knots might stay there forever. Kamash Malan, it is mutter. The question is, why is it mutter? Why aren't we worried about this? Kamash Malan is mutter, but why? So says the Ritva, because since you don't know which one, even if one is going to be mavutal, since you don't know which one, each of them are described and defined as a kesher sha'asui lahatir. You don't know. You don't know. Which one are you going to call permanent? Any one of them might be undone. That's an important svara that the Ritva gives. The kiva delo yadinan heiminayu kal echad chashuv shehu omei lahatir. Each one is considered as if it's going to be undone. Va'od kilafame matirim shneim. And also, sometimes you're a matir both of them. But the first point is that because you don't know, you can't label any one of them as the eternal one, and therefore they're both mutter. It's a similar idea to the sugya that comes up in Maseches Ahalos. It's quoted in the beginning of Maseches Beitza of Sof Tumalatzes. Sof Tumalatzes. When you have a mace inside a house, so if you have four doorways going out of your house, what about under those doorways? So we paskin, under all of those doorways are tameh. Are tameh, because you don't know which door this mace is going to go out of. Once the decision is made, which door, then anything under those doorways are now tameh. I mean, it doesn't change if it was ready, but now it's considered tahor. Why? Because now you've decided, but up until that point, you can't label any one of them, so you have to assume they're all in the same category. So here too, you have to assume, because there's a possibility of untying in each one, so that possibility affects the future destiny of this affects each one, and until you decide otherwise, each one of them over there will have the chumrah, and over here will have the kula. Right? In either case, right? It's an opposite application, but it's the same fundamental principle. Good. Says the Gemara, v'chutei svacha. Same idea. What about the strings of her head covering? Pshita, isn't it obvious that it's mutter? Lo tzricha d'ravichala. It's somewhat loose, and therefore, ma'u d'teima mishlof shalfala, she might tie it, let's say a woman has a bandana, and she ties the back of it. So sometimes a woman just pulls it off afterwards, without untying. So you might think we have to be worried about that. Kamash malan, de'isha chasa al saira, u'mishra sharyala. No. Where a woman is worried, chas, she doesn't want to pull out any of her hair, and therefore, it is mutter. But it's clear that let's say a woman who wears a bandana is not going to untie it. She's going to untie it when she puts it on, but not when she takes it off. So that could be a problem. If she puts it on, ties it on Shabbos morning, ties it on whatever it is, and does not untie it till later on, that could be a problem. A woman or anybody with their shoes should make sure to untie when they remove items on Shabbos. Good. Virtuos min avasandal. Itmar. We continue. Here we go. Shoes. Hitir, which obviously will have applications for cases other than shoes. Hitir ritzuos min avasandal. If somebody unties shoelaces or sandal laces, tani chada chayev chatas. V'tani idach padra avalaser. V'tani idach mutar lachadchila. Right. We have three different prices. Chayev aser mutar. So, how do you answer? So, kasha minala mindal, kasha sandala sandal. A stira about shoes and a stira about sandals. So, minala minala kasha. No problem with shoes. Hadik tani chayev chatas. What's the case? That's an isidar raisa. Bid ushchafi. Ushchafi is a type of with the shoemaker, when he makes the shoes, he makes certain ties to hold the shoe together that stay forever. That's when he makes the shoes. So, those are chayev chatas. Because those are permanent ties. Pater aval asur bidirabanan. Pater aval asur about the rabbi's shoes. What's with the rabbi's shoes? So Rashi says, the rabbi's shoes bidirabanan, right across from where we are. It's machlokas Rashi Ri, what this means, the rabbi's shoes. Kisha koshrim saviv raglayim, ein koshrim bidochak. They don't tie their shoes so tightly. Shepa'amim shecholzok shu kashur v'nolok shu kashur. Because the rabbis don't always, right, for some reason, they tie them loosely. Maybe they don't want to have to struggle to take them off, right? They want to keep learning, so they sometimes slide them on, slide them off. But sometimes they do, right? Especially Rashi says when it's muddy outside, b'shas atit, they untie them. So that's going to be in the world of Durabanan. In the world of Durabanan, that's Rashi. And let's just read the next line, then we'll come back to the Ri. Mutal chachila bide b'nei mechuza, and mutal chachila by the b'nei mechuza that make sure very careful with their clothing and their shoes, and they tie it very tightly, and they untie it every night. So that is what is mutter. So Rashi said the Rabbanan is because they tie them loosely. The Ritva has another. The Ri quoted in the Rashba has another pshat. The Ri says, no, it's just that the rabbis put on their shoes once a week and they learn the whole week and they don't really sleep. They just fall asleep on their gemaras. They never really take off their shoes the whole week. So that's going to be in the world of Issa Rabbanan. Says the Ri. V'ri pirish, ki af minal Rabbanan muhudaku yafet. Not like Rashi. It's on tightly. It's not like Rashi that it's somewhat loose and therefore they'll untie them every once in a while. No, they're tight. Ela shein darkan lachotz min aleihem ela mi leili Shabbos leili Shabbos. When they come home Friday night, they sleep in their shoes. That's the mussar for the day, right? They're osking batorah the whole night, right? So therefore, actually, there's one more at the end, right? That they're osking batorah. They don't have time to take off their shoes. They sleep in their shoes and they wake up in their shoes, right? They just they doze, and therefore, but they take them off every once in a while. They take them off every week at least. So therefore, that's going to be the Isser Durabanan. So does that mean anything less than a week is going to be mutter? Right, if according to that read, so we're going to have to see. That's why there are different hints in the Gemara and the Rishonim. What exactly is the difference between the Mutter category and the Usser category? Right, Chayiv, okay, you have no plans to untie them. And it's supposed to be here for forever and ever, but basically forever. You have no plans to untie them. That's going to be the world of Daraisa. But how do you differentiate between category 1 and 2, Mutter and Usser? So that's not going to be clear. We're going to see what the different deos are that are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But these are the three different categories of min'al. Continuing, sandal asandal lokasha, ha'diktani chayev chatas, bidetayi dekatri ushchafi. Same type of categories. That which is chayev daraisa are the taye, are the travelers that tie them like a shoemaker that they last forever. Pater avalasa or bidechumrsa dekatri inu. Those are the ones that they tie themselves, that they untie every once in a while. Rashi's lashon here is Upa'amim shemiskaimim Shabbos o Chodesh. Got to put a couple of Rashi's together. Here in the Durabana category, Rashi says, sometimes it stays a week or a month. That's Rashi here. Rashi on the bottom of the previous Amud, in the Mafteh Chalukah case, Rashi on the last skinny line on the previous Amud said, why is Mafteh Chalukah mutter? Dekiva dekol yoma sharilei. Since every day she unties it. So even Rashi is not so clear. The mutter category, Rashi says, it's where you untie it every day. The other category is where you have it for a week or a month. What if you have it for 4 days? Where does that fit in? Not clear. Continuing, mutter l'chadchila b'sandal d'nafki be'i betrei. And what's the sandal that's mutter l'chadchila? It's the one that two people use. Meaning, and it's undone. It's undone all the time because you have to tie it to size. Kid the Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda, Achudr of Salachasid, Havili Ahu Zuga de Sandali, he had a pair of sandals. Zimnan de Navig Be'iu, Zimnan de Navig Be'yanuke. Sometimes he used it, sometimes his son used it. Right? It wasn't shoes like we have that it's only one size. It was a type of shoe, a type of sandal that he could elongate and shorten based on the foot. So he had this type of shoe that he and his son took turns. He came in front of Abaye and said, "No, can I wear these shoes on Shabbos? Can I tie them?" Abaye says, "I just was coming to ask you, is it also Rabbanon or Mutter? Chayev Chatas Kamerli? You're telling me it's a chayev chatos?" So Abaye says, "Wait a minute, my timeout. Why should it be? Why is it not daraisa?" So he explained to him, right? It's an example of answering a shiloh without having all the information. So you give an incorrect psak. Abaye didn't have all the information. So Amar lei, mishum de bechol nami zimnin nafikna be anos zimnin de nafik be yanuka. Every day we switch off. Sometimes I wear it, sometimes my son wears them. So Amar lei says, "Oh, ihachi mudal harchila." If that's the case, then it is mutter, right? The Musar Haskel for a posek, you gotta wait till you have all the information in order to give a psa. And the questioner should also volunteer all the information right away. Period. Okay. Let's talk now for a couple of minutes about the basics of the Malacha of Kosher. There is a major Machlokas Rishonim about the Malacha of Kosher. Rashi Shita and the Rosh and the Tur all hold there is one factor in determining Kshira, Da'araisa, and that is time. That's it. That is the determining factor. If it's going to be as we've spoken about up until now, if it's only up until a certain amount of time, it's Mutter, more than that is Rabbanan, and forever is Da'araisa. That is Rashi, that is the Tur, that is the Rosh. Who argues? The Riff and the Rambam. The Riff and the Rambam say, even though it's not explicit in the Gemara, it's implicit, that there are two factors. To be Da'araisa, says the Rambam and the Riff, to be Da'araisa, you need two things. Even if it's going to be there forever, it's not going to be Da'araisa unless it is also a Maisa Uman. Unless it is a professional knot, a craftsman knot. The Riff says this beferish on Mem Aleph and Mabez in the Dafi Arif. Hadatani Chayev, Beminal de Ushchafi, de Maisa Umanu, the Keshesho Kayamahu. Vuhutatani Pater of Alasar, the Rabbanon is either or. Either or, according to the Rambam and the Riff. Either Maisa Uman, even if it's going to last for less than 24 hours. Maisa Uman. Or if it's going to be 24 hours, even without Maisa Uman. But to get to Da'araisa, you need both factors. Da'rabbanan, you need either or. Mutter has to be lav Maisa Uman, v'lav Kesher Shekayamahu. So, two totally different opinions. There's not one that's more machmir, one that's more mekel, depending on the nafkamina. There are chumers and kulas for each shita. According to Rashi, even if it's a Maisa Uman, if it's going to be there for less than 24 hours, it's mutter. But according to Rashi, if it's going to be there forever, it's Da'araisa, even not being a Maisa Uman. So again, there are chumers and kulas for each shita. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes the, as you would have expected, the Rambam and the Riff, Hakoshes Keshesho Kayama, the Hu Maisa Uman, Chayiv, he goes through, the Shulchan Aruch is Rambam Riff straight. The Ramah, Kedarka Bakodesh, Veyesh Cholkin, Shesvir Lehu, the Kol Keshesho Kayama, Afilu Shel Hedyot, Chayavin Alav, Rashi, Rasha, Bini Yeruchim Tur. Right, then the Shiloh now becomes, what is a Maisa Uman? What is a Maisa Uman? No, we don't know. What is a Maisa Uman? So the Shulti Giborim there in the back on the Riff, known as the Hagos Alfasi by some of the early Achronim, he says, V'kasha Uman lonis barali heitev heichu. I have no idea what it is. Nira Miloshan Alfasi, kasha shakoshan oso hadek heitev, mikan nir oli as hara. He says, because we have no idea what it is, you just got to be careful about all types of knots. Shekashakoshim base ksharim ze al ze, shein matir no so bishabis, viava bishahu kesher asu lakshur latir bo bayom, veno keshakayam, if you pekin, nisharim, bikshiraso, bataraso, pshubdavi kesher amits. Virashi vismakot of shein chilik, shein kesher umanona. So we generally have to be machmir, and this Shulti Giborim is quoted in the Ramah. It's quoted in the Ramah right here, viyesh omrim. The Yesh Lizar, Shlo Lahatir, Shum Kesher, Shu Shnake Sharim Ze al Ze. De ein anu bekiyim, eze mikri kesher shal uman, de afilu b'she'enu shal kayama, asa l'koshro, v'hu adin lahatiro, v'chein noagin. And therefore, that's why we're machmir, to even what we call a single knot, a bow on a knot. What we call the single knot, not just the bottom part of it, because that falls apart. That's nothing. Just the bottom putting together this, the laces, that's for sure nothing. But a bow on top of a knot, the regular way that we tie our shoes in the single way, so if that's going to be there for 24 hours, that's a problem. We're machmir. That's going to be there for 24 hours, it's a problem. That's the shilta giborim, that you always have to untie it before. Or you have to untie it within 24 hours. Again, the Mishnah Berurah goes through all of this machlokas. But again, we're machmir in that regard because we're not sure what a maisa uman is. So again, now where does this come up? Not just by shoes, by garbage bags. Somebody's going to put their garbage bag out in the dumpster. So what do we usually do on a weekday? We do a double knot on the garbage bag. Oh, on Shabbos, I'm just going to do a, sometimes people, okay, a bow on top of a knot. That's also a problem on Shabbos. Just got to do the bottom part where it's going to fall apart, but you got to, that's all you got to do. Unless you're going to remember to do it and then undo it when Shabbos is over, and who's going to remember that? It's an easy chash to forget. So just do the bottom part and put it into the dumpster. That is what one is, that's where it comes up. So garbage bands, balloons. You can't tie a balloon on Shabbos. Right? Blowing up the balloon, just blowing it up is probably, it's going to fall apart. So it's going to, the air's going to go out. It's not nolad, but you can't, maybe Xera, if you blow it up, you might come to tie it. You just gotta not tie the balloon. Again, all of these are cases. The gartel of the Sefer Torah. These are all issues that come up. That if it's going to be there with it more than 24 hours, so that is we try not to do that lechatchila because it could be a problem of Maisa Uman, could be a problem of 24 hours as Rashi already, could be more than one day. Oh, I didn't even read it. The Ramah earlier quotes all different opinions. What is considered the difference between category 1 and 2? Some say, V'yesh omrim kol kasher she'enosoy lahatir ba'oso hayom mikri shel kayama. That's Tagos Amanios. V'yesh makilin da'at shiva yamim lo mikri shel kayama. That's the Mordechai. So all different opinions. We're machmir lechatchila to assume 24 hours. But it comes from all these Rashis. Where Rashi says a week, Rashi says a month. Right, all the different opinions. Okay, there's more, but let's do a little more, and then we'll come back to the Avnei Nezer Schiddish. But let's continue first. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah have a causal basrid Rabbi Avo. But Carmelis, he was walking behind Rabbi Avo and a Carmelis, if sikrit suah de sandalay, his strap of his shoe ripped off. Amarlay my navilay. He says, what am I supposed to do with this? Amarlay, shkol gemilach, go find a soft reed from the side of the road, to chazil machabahema, which is fitting for animal fodder, meaning it's not muksa, something that was roy for animal fodder when Shabbos started, for kochi lave, meaning a tie it on your shoe. In other words, what's important is that he said that you couldn't take the piece of shoe that was there. But you can put the reed on it, or let's say what's important is that you didn't have to leave the shoe. I misspoke. You didn't have to leave the shoe there, but you could use this reed to wrap it up and walk back with it. That was in a Carmelis. Abaya havikoi kamidir of Yosef. Ifsik leiritsua. Also, his shoe ripped. Amar lei. My Everly. What am I allowed to do? Amar lei shavke. Leave it. It's muksa. Maishna midir of Yirmiya. Why is it different than the first case? So the Gemara said, Hasam lo mintar hacha mintar. Over there was in the middle of a Carmelis. Middle of the street. So he didn't want you to have to leave your shoe there. Here it is mintar. Here it is guarded. It was in his house. So therefore, it is mutter. Ask the Rishonim. Ask the Rashba. Ask the Ritva. What? You're not. Two questions. Number one, you're allowed to move muksa for tzarech hefsid? Just because it's, you're going to lose it, it's not mintar, so you're allowed to, if it's muksa, you're allowed to move it? That's what it seems like. But makam hefsid, maybe not in a direct way. You're not holding it with your hand, you're wearing it. So maybe you're allowed to do something in order to, in an indirect way. But you see from this Gemara that there's some type of muksa that is able to be used. But then they ask the other question, the other way is, why is it muksa? Why is this muksa? If you're able to take this reed, so why is it considered muksa before you put the reed on? And therefore you might not be able to put the reed on. So again, the Ravid quoted in the Rashban and the Ritva has a very important yesod. You could use the sole of the shoe to put on top of a bottle, to put under a bed, if it's not even. So it has other purposes. Remember, we didn't have yet. Right in the 17th parak, we're going to have in Kala Kalim, that you, as long as a kli is functional for some usage on Shabbos, it's not muksa. So says the Ravid, beautiful Chiddush, the shiny hacha. No, when do we say that as long as it has some type of purpose, it's not muksa, where you're planning to use it for any purpose. But here, you're obviously planning to fix the shoe to be used as a shoe again. You're not planning to use it for putting it under a bed. So then the Ravid says, it doesn't get, you can't use the answer of, oh, you can use it for blank. No, that's not your plan. Your plan is to fix it to what it was. The shiny hacha, the sandals, the akivan, sha'asui l'sakno, ulanoa lo lamachar, kibatchila lo mivta le mimalachto, lechasas bo kli, velisva bo kariamita, ulafichach, emo din klishanishbar da alma, de miyachid le mimalachto harishona le idach malacha. Since you have plans to fix the shoe, so then right now, it's not a shoe. And therefore, havile muksa ve'eno bar tiltol. Yotza michlal sandal v'lechlal tashmish acher loba. That's an important rivid that's quoted in the Chachmei Svara. Good. Let's continue.
So
kavod is a kavod abrius to walk with, it doesn't sound like what to walk with a barefoot.
With that one shoe.
To walk with that one shoe. Like we had the Mishnah earlier. We had the Mishnah earlier that you might be, you can't go out into a place with one shoe because either people might make fun of you, you might take the other one off, you might come. So it doesn't say there that you're allowed to, it's just like we're worried that that's what you might do. So leave both shoes there. Leave both shoes there, whatever the case is. So Gemara just ends off this section. V'hamanahu tibina hafichna lemi min l'smol. What do you mean? So forget the fact that you're able to maybe fix it, but you could just switch shoes. There used to be a strap on the outside and a strap on the inside. So a strap, missing a strap on the outside is like, you can't walk with that. But if you're missing the strap on the inside, then it's okay. So maybe here, if one of the straps ripped, why do you say it's muksa? Just switch it to the other foot. Or they had types of sandals that could be worn, right, on both feet. So why don't you say it's not muksa for that reason? The Gemara says no. Amalek midakam etaris Reb Yochanan alibad Reb Yehuda shma mina alach of Reb Yehuda. By the fact that Reb Yochanan answered according to Reb Yehuda in the following case, it must be that we don't hold of that idea that oh it could be switched to the other foot and therefore it retains its status of a shoe. We don't say that. So that's why you can't suggest it here. Period. So where is it? Mahi, what's that talking about? Where did Rabbi Yochanan answer for Rabbi Yehuda? So the following. Detanya, this goes all the way to the top of Amma Beis. Detanya. Sandal shenifsaku shtei aznav. A sandal that it's two aznav, literally its ears. Its ears. Let's say the sandals used to have these two flaps that look like dog ears on the front that you used to hold the sandal with in order to tighten. So a sandal that its two ears is that the flaps were broke off, oshte tarsiosav, or the parts of the shoe, the strap holders that held the sides of the straps in place, oshenita kolakavshala, or the entire sole was missing, tahar. Because then the sandal is useless. If both straps, if both ears, if the whole sole is not there, it's not a shoe, forget it. Achas me oznav, if only one of them ripped off. Oh, achas mitarsi yosav, only one of them. Oh, shenita rova kaf shalo, or most of the kaf was not there, but some of it's still there. Tamei. Then it's tamei, meaning it's still makabel tum, it's still called a shoe. Why is it still called a shoe? Right? Why is it still called a shoe if it's missing? Ah, it must be because he could switch it to the other side, and it's still wearable. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it depends. Nifsaka pnimis tame. If the inner one ripped off, then it's still makabel tuma because people would wear it like that. Hachitzona tar. But if the outer one ripped off is tar, meaning you see Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't say that, oh, you can switch it to the other side. Right? He says it depends which one. If the outer one ripped off, then it is tahar because nobody would wear it like this. So Gemara says, Amar Ula Vitamer Rabba Rabachana Amar Biochanan, Kemachlokes Linyin Tuma, Kachmachlokes Linyin Shabbos, Avalola Inyin Chalitza. Three areas where shoes have a halachic significance. Says Rabbi Yochanan, this is a machlokas by Tuma. In a Tosefta in Maseches Kalim. So too, the same machlokas applies by Shabbos, meaning, does a shoe become muksa or not? The Tanakhama would say, if one side is missing, then it's still not muksa. Rabbi Yehuda would say, if the outer side is missing, it's muksa. So the same machlokas applies by Shabbos. But by Chalitza, there's no machlokas. Everybody agrees by Chalitza. In which direction? That's not clear. Does everybody agree by Chalitza? Does Rabbi Yehuda agree to the Chachamim, or does the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Yehuda? That's not clear. So that's what the Gemara is going to analyze right now. Bahavinan bar Rabbi Yochanan aliba daman. And we wondered, what was Rabbi Yochanan saying? Ilem aliba de Rabbanan. Was he saying within the Shita of the Rabbanan? Meaning, midele inyan tuma mana have regarding, according to Rabbanan, if only one side is ripped off, it's still a mana, it's still a kli, linyan Shabbos nami mana have regarding Shabbos is also considered a kli, according to the Rabbanan, but they would agree, aval lola chalitza de la manahu, but regarding chalitza, it has a higher standard, and if one side is ripped off, you would not be able to use that for chalitza, says the Gemara, that's not not true. Vatnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos, chalitza shel smol biyamin, chalitza sakshera. If she took the left shoe and she put it on their right foot, you gotta be on the right foot, that's ma'akev. But if she takes his left shoe and puts it on his right foot and then does chalitza, it's kosher. So you see, by chalitza, you don't have a higher standard, you can switch sides. So, ask the Gemara, that can't be what Rabbi Yochanan is saying within the sheet of the Rabbanan, the El Alibet Rabbi Yehuda. So it must be regarding Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, meaning, Midalinyan Tuma, Wavmanahu, since by Tuma, if the outer one rips off, it's not called a shoe. Lenin Shabbos Tami Lamanu. Regarding Shabbos also, if the outer one rips off, it is Muksa. Avalola Chalitza. But La Chalitza, there is a lower standard. Demano, it is. So the Gemara says, can you really say that? Emer, Diarmina Chalitza Shal Smobi Yemen Chalitza Sakshera. When do we say you could switch sides by Chalitza? Hecha de la Milse Manu. That's only if inherently it's called a shoe for other areas of Halacha. Hacha la Milse Lamanu. But here, inherently it's not a shoe for other areas of Halacha. Rabbi Yehuda, because that's Rabbi Yehuda says, Nifsaka Chitzona Tar, Ama Lamanu. You can't say it jumps to be a mana, just to be a kli for Chalitza. If it's not a shoe when you wear it on the left foot, it's not going to be a shoe when you wear it on the right foot. So the Gemara says, what's Rabbi Yochanan talking about? So the Gemara clarifies, and this is the Raya. La'olam alibad Rabbi Yehuda, Ema v'chein l'chalitza. Change up the olam, I'll leave it there. Right, really Rabbi Yehuda, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and change it. He's not contrasting, he's saying v'chein l'chalitza, meaning in all three categories, there is a machlokas. And v'hakamashvalan, and the chiddush is, that Rabbi Yochanan says it also, switching is not effective. Anywhere. When do we say you can switch? By a regular shoe. That's not ripped at all. Aval hacha, but in our case where their outer strap ripped off, and it's not a good shoe for Shabbos, and it's not a good shoe for Tumah, so too, here by Chalitza would not be good. Aval hacha, lamilse, lamanahu, and there, period, and therefore it's not a shoe. But what do you see from this whole discussion? Rabbi Yochanan went out of his way to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that switching to the other side is not good enough, meaning if the outer strap rips, it's no good, it's muksa. So that's why we didn't suggest that earlier, that, why is it muksa in the story? Can you just switch? No, we don't say switching is halachically significant, period. Good. Let's just continue a little bit more talking about Rabbi Yochanan, and then we will get back to what I wanted to mention before. V'umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in terms of the outer straps and the inner straps? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha kistam mishnah. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan say the halacha is always like anonymous mishnah is vitznan? And we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Kelim sandal shenifsuka achas me'oznav. If a sandal, we're talking about a sandal of a zav. A zav, as we know, makes whatever he sits on, or tramples on, or lies on, or rides on, tamei medris, mishkav, moshav, tamei medris, right? The chiddush that tumah does not go down, but it goes across. It becomes an avatuma. That's the chiddush haTorah. So what happens if a shoe of a zav? A shoe of a zav is an avatuma, right? It becomes a medris hazav. So tzandol shenifsuka achas me'oznav. V'tigna, but what about if one of the straps ripped? And you fixed it. Betikna, Tamei Medris, it's still Tamei Medris. Why? Because you fixed it, and it still never lost its original Tumah. My love, skip the parentheses for now. My love, isn't this Mishnah talking about Loshna Panimis, Loshna Chitzona? Even if the outer one breaks, it still does not lose its original Tumah. So you see, it's against Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That's switching, if the outer one breaks, it's not a kli. But here you see it is a kli. The Gemara is not machalik. So Gemara says, lo, panimis dafka. Maybe this Mishnah only means about the panimis. If the inner one breaks, it remains tame. Aval chitzona mai, tahar. But what, if the outer one breaks, it would be tar because it's totally ruined? But then, if that's true, ihachi, so adetani, so instead of, in the next line of the Mishnah, saying, nifsaka shnia v'tikna. What happens if the one breaks and you fix it? It's still tame madras. If the second one then breaks, so then what? And then you fix it. Then we save a tikna. Tar min medris of atami maga medris. Now it loses its original tumah because now both sides of the original shoe have ripped off, even though you fixed them in the interim, but it cannot be the same as it was earlier. So even though it was tame medris before, it goes down one level. Because, why is it tame at all? Because it touched itself. it itself, it can't just disappear. It touched it. It was itself. It didn't really touch itself. It was itself. So it goes down one level of tumah. So it becomes maga medris, which is a rishon la tumah. But that's what the Mishnah says. So Gemara says, but if what you're saying is true about inner and outer, so why does the Gemara have to come up with another factor about the second one ripping? Niflog bidida. Just make a distinction within the first case. You should say only if the inner one rips. But if the outer one rips, it's tar. The Gemara answers many times. Why do you have to come up with a new factor in the Seifa? Keep the same case and make a distinction. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yisrael bar Yosef, Tehei Mishnah Seinu. It's a good kasha, so you have to come up with a new kimta. That Mishnah that's talking about one or two of the Aznayim ripping is about Besalo Sheishlo Arba Aznayim for Arba Tarsiosim. So I'm at a case where you have four straps and not two. So when it says they both rip, it's talking about both of the outer ones rip. That's when it loses its status and it becomes tahar. Shalishbar Dvarav Shal Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is not rejected. He could still hold like Rabbi Yehuda in the earlier case, and he could say the halach is like Stam Mishnah. We work it out. Good. One other important ha'ara related to kosher. The Avnei Nezer has an important chiddush, which generally we don't assume. The Avnei Nezer says in a tshuva, in Arachayim Simin Kuf Pei Gimel, the Arachayim says, you know, many times, or at least sometimes, when somebody goes and borrows somebody else's tefillin, so they have to, you know, make, if they know how. Most of the time it doesn't happen so much, because most of the time if we have to borrow tefillin, we just put it on. If it doesn't fit so well, it doesn't fit so well. Maybe we're not Yossi tefillin, but we don't fit so well. But in the days of the Avnei Nezer, they all knew how to do the knots, to loosen and tighten the knots. They would borrow people's tefillin, they would loosen the knots, and they'd put it back to what it was before. Says the Avnei Nezer, I don't think they're Yossi the mitzvah of tefillin. Why? Because by tefillin, it's ukshartem. You need a kshira. And it has to be, what does the Gemara say in Shabbos? It's got to be a kesher shel kayama. So therefore, it's got to last at least a day. So it says the Avnei Nezer, but if I'm putting on tefillin, knowing that in an hour from now, I'm going to undo this knot and put it back to what it was, because you're not allowed to borrow tefillin unless you put it back to what it was. So then there's going to be a limit. So that's why the Avnei Nezer says, you're not yotzei tefillin, because it's not a kesher shel kayama. That's the chiddush, kuf, pei, gimel. Bahani denasi tefillin shel acherim, umishanin akasher lafi midas rosham, lav shaper avdi, da abaylam yishanu acher kach akasher lafi midas rosham, nimsa rishon lo havi shel kayama, velo yasi dechovaso, umitzvah lefarsem hadavar, says the Avnei Nezer, says the Sacher Shaver. Wonderful. I don't know if it's such a mitzvah, because most achronim think he's wrong. Right, it's a mitzvah to be mafarsim. Just it's a beautiful creative chiddush. But both Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Soloveitchik both think it's wrong. You can't compare Hilchas Shabbos to Hilchas Kol HaTorah Kula. Rav Soloveitchik writes, if you're going to look it up, it's in the fifth Misora, in the fifth Misora journal, page Chaf Dalad. Chaf Dalad. He says there that there are two issues. There's an issue of Daas and there's an issue of Cheftza. By Shabbos, you have both those issues. Your das plays a crucial role. Even if the chefsa is a good chefsa, if your das is untied within 24 hours, it's not called the kesher shel kayama. Especially according to Rashi in the Tur and the Rush, like we saw before. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, all you have is chefsa. You don't have das. It's not a factor. You don't have melechas machsheves. And therefore, as long as it's a kesher shel kayama, objectively, b'chefsa, who cares that you're going to untie it in half an hour? So, mitzvah lefarsem, that davar, says the other achronim. And Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about this also in Chelek Beis of the Mincha Shlomo. But that's an important discussion of the kshira. A little bit more, then maybe we'll talk about one or two other points. Says the, maybe we'll do another point right now. Another issue of kosher that comes up, and that is, what about twist ties? Twisty ties. There is a Rambam. The Rambam writes, twirling threads, metal threads, making ropes of thread, is an issur d'oraisa of kosher. Making threads, tying them all together. So, based on this, the question is, what about twist ties that they use many times? Not so much in here in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz, many bakeries use them. So is that a problem? So the Shmir Shabbos in Madura Rishon, Yeshanov, Shmir Shabbos, he's Machmir. He's machmir to assume that's like malafef mateches, according to the Rambam. Right, so that's the achronim said, nah, it's meant to be undone within 24 hours. It's what we call derach tashmisho. It's meant to be done and undone. That's not a kshira anyway. It's only the Rambam's kshira. But that's what the Shmir Shabbos says. And if you look in the Shmir Shabbos, the new one, asur lo lafev chut barzel oseret plastic b'shulei asakit, asur l'ftolach chut mufav shekazeh. It's asur. It's aser. So if you stop reading, that's it. So it's a machlokas haposkim. So if you want to be machmer l'chadchilo for the Shmir Shabbos, if you get a bakery item with the twister on the end, either have to slide it off, which most of the time you can just slide it off, or you can rip open the bag as long as you're makalka. One of the two. If you want to be machmer for this Shmir Shabbos, but then he adds in a new paragraph which is not in the old one. Here it doesn't even say on the bottom. I read this last night. I'm like, wait a minute. I look back. This is totally not in the earlier one. But he's quotes here. Ulam im aderech lelafiv chut barzel zeh o seret plastik zeh ula shirokach rak lezman mugbal bilvad dahaynu liyom echad o bidi ever toch shiva yamin v'toch zman zeh hu asui lehipatach kun sakit nylon shemachila chala o chala prusa mutter lelafifo v'yaf lashuva leposcho. He's meiko because it is meant to be done and undone very within the day. So then it is, or even within a week, he said to the Evid, it is mutter. So again, that's a new paragraph he didn't have in the old one. So if it's meant to be undone within 24 hours, so then it would be okay. Good, there's more, yeah. Right, he's assuming also, the Rambam's talking about a case of really making, twining metal, which is going to stay forever. This is not meant to stay, this is dafka meant to be undone. You're only twining it to be closed, but then you're going to open it. It's plastic on the outside and metal on the inside. It's metal on the inside. There's a metal line on the inside with plastic on the outside. So either, right, but the harder ones, the more serious ones have metal on the inside. Okay, a little bit more. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav in Amar of Chan and Baraba Amar Rav, Halacha Kreb Yehuda. Halacha like Kreb Yehuda, like we said about the shoes. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Halacha Kreb Yehuda. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, Vakit Mida Mitaris, Rabbi Yochanan Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, Shramin Al Kreb Yehuda Sviralei. Aye, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Kreb Yehuda? Amarai Ninav Alibid Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so Machlokas of the later Amarayim, who Rabbi Yochanan held like. Period. Tznan Hasam says the Mishnah in Kalim again, call clay bali batem shir and kerimonim. As we've had already, the shear of a hole in a kli to make it tahar, that it's not a kli anymore, is for pomegranates to fall out. Boy Chizki, what about this case, which is similar to the Mishnah we just quoted? That's why it's here. Nikiv kamotzi zayas. What if it gets a hole only enough of a size to let an olive out? This is one, you fixed it. It keeps getting more holes, and I keep fixing them, so that at the end of the day, it finally gets a hole, that if all the holes were put together, it would be the size of a pomegranate. But I fixed them in the interim. So is that called not a kli anymore, or not? So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi, Shanita Lanu, you taught us. Sandal Shinitzka Achaz Me'azna, the case up above. A sandal that one of its ears ripped off. Vitikna Tamei Medris, it's still Tamei. Nifsaka Shnia Vitikna, if the second one rips off, Tarmina Medris, Aval Tamei Maga Medris. So you see that it loses its original status. V'yamrina Lacha Maishna Rishona Takai Mishnia, and we said about that. Why, by the first one, is it still Tamei? Because the second one is Kayam, Shnia Nami Misakna Rishona. But the second one, when you do the second one, the first one is still existent. No, we say, by the time you get to the second one, so take a step back. You have two new straps. So here too, you have five holes. So therefore here too. So we would say that if this kli had been tameh originally, add up all the holes, it's mosi rimon, and now it is tar from the original tuma. Good, so that's what we say. So Kari Ale, so he called a bow, he gave this answer, he said, wow, Les Dein Bar Inish, this is not a man. That is an amazing answer. Rashi says, El Amalach. Wow, what an amazing answer. Or Ika Da Amri, or the opposite, Kedon Dein Bar Inish, this is a man. This is a man. Where did the Lashon of Leisden Bar Inish come from? Right, you see on the side of the Gemara, it says, Avodah Zarah Daf Yud. That's the Gemara about Antoninus and Rebbe. When Antoninus used to come to see Rebbe, to learn Torah with Rebbe, but he did it in hiding. And he brought two guards with him every time he came. He killed one of them when he got there and one of them on the way back. And he always told Rebbe, don't have anybody else here, I don't want anybody to see me. And one time he came to Rebbe, and one of the Rebbe's friends was there. He says, I told you that not to have anybody here. Rebbe says, don't worry, he's not a man. Les Dein Bar Inish. He said, what are you talking about? So he says, so Vatidas wanted to test him. He said, you know what? Go bring in my guard from outside. And the guy goes outside and he sees the guard's dead. He's like, what am I supposed to do? If I don't listen, it's more b'malchus. If I do, if I go back, what am I supposed to do? So he did tchias ameisim on him. And then he brought him back in. So Vatidas walks in and he sees the guard. He's like, okay, I believe you. Let's stay bar in this, but please, nobody hear when I come. Amazing Gemara, but Zohar Daf Yud. Amar Avzira, finishing up, Mama Rava, Bar Zimuna, Im Rishonim, B'nei Malachim, Anu B'nei Anashim. If the Rishonim were like Malachim, then we're like people. Im Rishonim, B'nei Anashim, Anu Kechamorim. And, right, we're, this Katnu Hadoros, that's this Gemara. V'lo Kechamorosh, Rabbi Chanina Bedosov, Rabbi Pinchas Ben-Yar, not even like the great donkeys that held of Halacha. Ella Kisha'ar Chamorim, like the other donkeys. Those are, tomorrow we'll start off with a thought of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. What is the message of these last couple of lines of Niskanu Hadoros? What are we supposed to take out of it? Be'ez Hashem, we'll start with that, and then we'll get into Kavod Shabbos is on tomorrow's daf, and folding clothing, and other issues, a lot coming up on tomorrow as we get into some Agadata in Masechet Shabbos. We'll stop here.